I judge? Do I judge? Do I judge? A large part of my existence has simply revolved around finding and then doing acts, the outcome of which makes the familiar unfamiliar. It's all for the sake of going on living in this place for a Derridian future. And it's this war that I fight with myself that allows me to do this, and it's in my continuing to judge that I find the strength to fight. I don't want to be a tourist in the world of images. I want to create something with them. To sense myself not under, but a part of the beautiful spectacle. And so I judged. First myself, then my families, and then those with whom I was at that time most intimate. And I made a change, one which saw me hiding one hand, carrying one half of my body for many weeks to follow. As someone who had always found themselves on the periphery of any and every social engagement, I felt that for a brief time I had been offered a place at the mayor's table. Now that I had found my own to wed, I was no longer to be feared. Watching others living, sensing very little, and with no appetite for imagining anything other than what it must be like to feel and be felt, this was my daytime. Exhausted by the hysteria that became like clockwork every nightfall, I would eventually meet with my dreams to live out my fantasies in an all too brief few hours of lucidness. In 10 months I have gone from disembodied voyeur to embodied actor to director. Once again I find myself on the other side of the lens, leaning over into the looking glass. The difference being that this time life is magnified as though up until this day it had not existed. I can move the lens in whichever direction I now choose, forward, back, up, down, left, right, now in focus, now exposing, now contrasting. Life affirming the close, now a distant disciple. I knew the war was coming. It wasn't lack of a sense of reality, it wasn't schizophrenia. I knew perfectly well what was coming, but I wanted to make a gesture that strengthened me, which strengthened my ability to endure catastrophe. And so I judged in order to alter my situation, to change places, and I have in no way been desensitized. You are two ends of the same guideline, one end attached to dry earth, the other the upper atmosphere. I would not wish to undo the nausea for all it has taught me, including a way to reinterpret life. Having made a judgment, I find myself with a greater diversity of feelings through which to cycle. Aeneas Nin, acting on a dream, decided to rent a houseboat on the River Seine in northern France. Nothing so silly about that, except as war turned from mere prospect to actually imminent in 1939, and somewhat to the chagrin of others around her, continued on with the task at hand, the boat's repairs. The war is coming, why are you painting and fixing the boat? I knew the war was coming. It wasn't lack of a sense of reality, it wasn't schizophrenia. I knew perfectly well what was coming,